He's on the Pony Express trail. What are you, why are you on the Pony Express trail?
Well, we're out here just finishing up the Pony Express 100. It's a ultra marathon, and this is the race that's put on by Davy Crockett.
Not the Davy Crockett.
Well, it is the Davy Crockett. There's no doubt about that. Just look at his mail.
Well, yeah, but it's not the one from the history books.
How far are you, Russ? How far are you on the trail?
Well, let me just say, the race started at Lookout Pass yesterday at 5 a.m. That would be yesterday, meaning I guess Friday morning is when we started. And the race followed the trail all the way out to Fish Springs. And then at Fish Springs, the runners turned around and came back to Simpson Springs, making it a full 100 miles. There's also a 50-mile option also on the race.
So have you been awake this whole time there, Russ?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
I'm not
you
buying it.
You sounded there.
I am not buying it.
Well, I kept my rock star consumption down to under 6 in a 24-hour period. That is a state maximum.
Uh-huh. or is that just a Russ maximum?
No, that's a serious maximum.
I may need to turn myself in on that. I don't know.
You're going to sleep like a log when you finally lay that head there, Russ.
We are at the finish line here this morning, and we have, who do I have here with me? I can't see. It is Davy. We're out here in the dark, because we had to leave the trailer so we could use this cell phone. Davy, I think this was record time for him. What was your total time? 20 hours, 53 minutes for a 100-mile run. How's that?
Wow. That'd take years off your life, not add to it.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's added years to his life.
So what did you do, Russ? Just watch?
I was handling communications and scoring and doing the uploads to the website so friends and family could see the progress along the route for all the runners.
How many runners were there, Russ?
There was 40 runners. And I'm not counting myself. I did a little running around myself, but they're not putting me into the program. I'm not winning any awards.
How far away did the runners come? Were they local people, or did they come from all over?
No, actually, all over the country and internationally. We had one runner from Japan. He's not back in yet. We just are starting to see the 100-mile finishers. Just the beginning of it now, come back into the finish line. And this will keep going forward probably till about noon today, 11 o'clock or noon today. We'll have finishers kind of straggling out. As you can imagine, they're pretty beat by now.
Oh, I can imagine. How many have crossed the finish line already?
We've got three across the finish line so far. Yeah, three early finishers across the finish line.
And what do they get? What does Davy Crockett give them for finishing in the top?
I'm going to turn the phone over to Davy for a second. Hang on.
Okay, you ask him.
Hello.
Hey, Davy.
Hey, Davy. What do those great runners get for crossing the finish line after completing a 100-mile run?
Well, they get a belt buckle. The tradition in ultramarathons, especially 100-mile races, are belt buckles because these races kind of started from horse endurance races, and,
right.
which gave belt buckles. And back 30 years ago, one guy, his horse got sick, and so he decided to run the whole thing himself, and that's kind of where 100-mile races got started.
Excellent. Excellent. So what kind of terrain are they going over? How much running uphill do they do?
How much training do they do?
No. I'm talking about the race. How difficult was the race? Was it a lot of climbing or descending or tough road? What kind of running did they do?
Well, you know, this Pony Express trail out here in the West Desert is as flat as can be. So the over the entire 100-mile race, there was only about 3,000 feet of climbing. So
that's good.
A very fast course.
So basically, the biggest fear is just heat. They had to consume lots of liquids.
Yes, yeah, you know, yesterday was unseasonably hot. And so in the afternoon out here, it was 80 degrees, and so that really affected a lot of runners, making them get some slowed down and make them nauseous and kind of sick. But then after the sun goes down, cools off, and then they recover and can start running faster again.
How do you think all of them will finish? Do you have any that didn't make the finish line?
Yeah, we haven't had a number that didn't finish. But I think most of them made at least 50 miles. But after a while, some have some trouble, maybe sore muscles or something that, or blisters on the feet that makes them drop out. But we can look out right now here from Simpson Springs and see the car lights of their crews, probably 10 miles away.
So do these gentlemen wear headlamps when they run, or they just have their crew's headlights to show them the way?
They wear headlamps or handheld flashlights as they run along. Their crews usually stop every couple miles, so the crews will drive ahead and wait for the runner, and then the runner will stop and get something to eat and drink, and then continue on, and the crew will drive ahead another couple miles.
So this is basically a foot race for on the Pony Express Trail, correct?
Right, it's on the historic Pony Express. You know, this is the 150th anniversary of the Pony Express back in 1860, and so there's a lot of good things going on to celebrate.
Yeah, where are the celebrations at? Where can people get involved in the celebrations?
I'd probably Google on Pony Express 150 and find some things. We have one, a local runner from Sandy, that is running the entire trail from Sacramento to St. Joseph, Missouri. That's Carl Meltzer. And currently he is in Nebraska. And he did run through Utah, I think, about 10 days ago or so.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Pretty ambitious goal there.
Okay, we'll be talking with Russ.